All right. Last week on episode 331, you met my friends Ginny and Ellie from The Supported CEO. They very candidly shared their stories of experiencing burnout in entrepreneurship, including what that was like, what they felt, and they shared their journey back from burnout and what they did to get to where they are today. Now, if you have not yet listened to that episode, it was 331, I would encourage you to push pause and go listen to that one first. So again, it's episode 331 of Proof to Product. Today is part two in the discussion with Ellie and Ginny. And they are sharing strategies and tactics to help you avoid burnout and rebuild self-confidence and trust. You will learn what support pockets are and how you can use them in your daily living to ease your stress and protect your peace. Ginny and Ellie are the founders of Supported CEO. Their mission is to help busy entrepreneurs thrive in both life and business without burning out and by becoming more supportive versions of themselves. Ginny and Ellie have over 15 years' experience as entrepreneurs. They both had previous businesses prior to coming together to co-found Supported CEO in 2023. They are also both Americans who have had the unique experience of living abroad for over 10 years. Ginny lives in Germany and Ellie lives in Portugal. They are also the hosts of the Supported CEO podcast. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I did want to let you know we recently created a new page on our website where you can access our free and lower priced products. You can find that at prooftoproduct.com/courses. We want to make it really easy for you to get the help you need when you need it most. And we have a lot of incredible resources like our free wholesale audio series or our Unlock Buyer Seekers interview series, which is only $27. And it lets you see behind the scenes of what it's like to work with wholesale buyers. You'll hear about their buying preferences, buying cycles, and all sorts of things. Again, all of that is available to you at prooftoproduct.com/courses. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Okay, I greatly admire the two of you, and I appreciate you sharing the story of like your own journey of getting to this point of burnout, how you were able to tackle that separately, individually, in different ways, and then coming together to do this important work. I would love to kind of shift the conversation a little bit to strategies and tactics that folks that are listening can use to help them navigate some of these feelings that you have both felt. So for listeners who are feeling like they're on the brink of burnout, what are some ways that they can ask for support or give themselves the space to process and get through this? Not everyone is going to be able to take time away from their business or shift into someone else's business. So do you have any thoughts or strategies that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah. So the first thing that I will say, because I completely agree, like we ended up in very fortunate situations where we were actually able to take a more extended break in order to heal and recover from burnout. But that's not an option for everybody. And so the number one thing that is kind of our go-to, if you're in a busy season of business or just you're in a place of, I feel like I'm burning out, but can't hit pause on everything, is what we like to call support pockets. So we define support pockets as small bursts of consistent self-care that you can fit into your busy schedule. So you may not realistically be able to take a week off and say, I'm going to rest for a week because you've got responsibilities. But what you can do is you can find 2 or 3 5-minute pockets throughout your day to just sit and, you know, make yourself a cup of tea, sit and just like not have your phone, just drink your tea, sit and like breathe and like set a timer for 5 minutes and just literally do nothing with your phone in the other room and just like sit. And I promise, like just that built into your day a few times a day is going to help. So that's just one example, but like there are lots of different things you can do like that. Whether it's rather than grabbing your coffee and going straight to your computer, take 5 or 10 minutes in the morning to just sit, enjoy your coffee. Maybe it's, you know, when it comes to self-care, like the kind of stereotypical thing we think about is bubble baths and spa days. Like we're not necessarily saying that's the solution, but like finding little pockets of like where you can actually just like take a minute for yourself does actually make a really big difference in the short term, at least when you can't take a longer, more extended break.
Yeah, totally. For sure. And I think as entrepreneurs, like we're so wrapped up in like marketing our businesses, serving our clients, you know, fulfilling, you know, you have people who have products, fulfilling orders. And then when we're taking a step away from our businesses, it's like you're dealing with your family or, you know, you're going to the grocery store. So the support pockets is really a simple solution of having like this playful encouragement to find new things that make you happy. Like one of the things that I realized recently that I love doing is just like picking a song and dancing to it. One song, 3 minutes every day. Like the difference in how I feel and my energy shifts before that song to after, it's night and day. So just giving myself just that three, that's like, that's a support pocket. It's 3 minutes. Now, you can build your support pockets up to 30 minutes, you know, doing different things, making sure you're going out for a walk, especially in the winter. I live in the cold and I don't love the winter, but I challenged myself this year to go out for walks, even when it's cold. And now I look forward to them. And I never thought I would say that, you know, but that is the support pocket that I've given myself to be able to support myself more in the winter months that I know are my hardest months for just like my energy feeling low.
What I love about what both of you are saying right now and the examples that you gave is that they are small and easily obtainable, implementable. I don't know what the right word is, but it's not these grand gestures like, you know, a day at the spa or whatever. It's hard to carve out a whole day to go do something, you know, go to a museum or whatever. And I'd love that for people if that they can do that. But in reality, the day-to-day life is so busy and having these moments, these pockets, I love that phrase, that is a way to kind of manage the feelings of burnout. And I really like that. Ellie, you had mentioned journaling earlier and that self-reflective piece. Do you have any recommendations for how you all do your journaling? Are there specific questions you perhaps ask yourself or you encourage others to ask themselves?
Yeah. So I mean, we could go into so many different journal prompts here. Like to think about specifically if you're finding yourself in a place of burnout and needing to prioritize yourself. One thing that I like as a journal prompt is just to ask yourself, like, what do I need right now? That's such a like simple question, but a lot of times I find that when we're kind of pushing ourselves to a point of burnout and not taking the time to just like give ourselves these little moments of things that we enjoy, things that are going to make us feel better, a lot of times it's because we're not really prioritizing ourselves. I think that's very common for women and especially women entrepreneurs. We tend to put everybody else's needs, including the business's needs, first. And so taking a moment to think about what do I actually need, or even what do I actually want, that if you haven't been regularly asking yourself and paying attention to that, that may actually be a harder question than you expect to answer. And so that's a great way to just get started. And then the second step sort of that is like figuring out what can I do to help myself get that, like get whatever I need. And so, you know, we've talked about like fitting these like, you know, small bursts of consistent self-care into your days. Part of that too is accepting, like giving yourself what you need in just a short, like just a little bit, you know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It can be just a little bit, but I think that's a really good question to get started there.
Yeah, I find that when I'm starting to feel overwhelmed or creeping in with that burnout, everything feels overwhelming. And the thing I hear coming through with your examples is pushing pause so that I can be present to really pinpoint what is it that is bothering me or causing me anxiety or stress right now or discomfort. Because if I can eliminate or ease that one pain point, maybe it'll start to have a domino effect and make the other things easier. Is that kind of what you're saying as well?
Mm-hmm. And even just being in the place of the self-awareness, you don't even have to do the thing to fix it. But once you start being able to acknowledge it of, I'm feeling overwhelmed, and saying that out loud to your, just acknowledging it and saying like, I'm feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to do the actions to fix your overwhelm. That might not come for a few days, but being able to just get better at knowing that you're overwhelmed and holding space for your overwhelmed. And hey, maybe you even share it with your partner and they pass you in the kitchen and you're able to just say, I'm just feeling a little overwhelmed today. And that acknowledgement can really be a game changer. I have felt that way of just being, and that leads to me being like proud of myself. So if I'm journaling on like, what is something that I'm really proud of and the ways that I've handled my overwhelm, it is, I'm proud that I can now navigate it and I can release the shame around it. Because before I used to just be overwhelmed and it would perpetuate a day, a couple of days, a week, and then I'd have two hard weeks. But now I'm able to not beat myself up about it and just acknowledge that I'm someone that experiences overwhelm, or I'm someone that experiences anxiety. And I'm able to just kind of, you know, hold space for that and hold space for myself for a minute and then say, okay, what can I do to fix this? I'm going to have a 3-minute dance party. I'm going to shake it out like that. Like, I can't fix the problem, but like, I can just do something to move towards taking action, if you will.
The word shame came up a few times, and I feel like that's a big piece of this. I think that entrepreneurs in particular get really hard on ourselves about, I'm not being productive enough. The numbers aren't where I need them to be for me to sustain this business. You know, I need to do more. I'm not doing enough. And this feeling of like, we're our own worst critic in a lot of ways. How does one kind of get out? And you may not have the answer to this, but like, how do we kind of release that shame and that pressure that we put on ourselves?
So to answer this question, I want to kind of give the disclaimer that a lot of this work of like healing from shame and reducing shame is work that is probably better done with a therapist, because there's a lot that can come up here that is, you know, deep personal stuff that like we can't necessarily touch on. But when it comes to just like part of your own personal like self-coaching through journaling process, one thing that I find really helpful is journaling just as a way to get a clearer picture of your thoughts, because like we have so many thoughts going through our heads that are just subconscious and we don't know we're there. And so one type of journaling that I am a really big fan of is, it comes from the concept of morning pages, but it's basically just like stream of consciousness journaling. So just writing, the idea is kind of to do it first thing in the morning, but you can do it any time of day, but just like writing whatever thoughts are coming to your mind. So a lot of times I will do this journaling practice first thing in the morning. And like the first things that I'm writing are just like, I'm sitting here waiting for the coffee to brew. Like, this is what I have on my to-do list today. You know, you're just kind of like getting whatever out to just kind of get going. And then even just like writing your to-do list, the more you do this, the more awareness you'll start to have. But like the thoughts that you have about what you have on your list, what you're more excited about versus what you're afraid of, and then like why you're afraid of that thing. Like a lot of times you can kind of start to see patterns of like, oh, this thing that I have on my to-do list, I'm actually really dreading because I'm afraid that if I don't do this thing well, like that's going to say something like negative about me. And then that's where like the shame is coming in. And so who knows what's going to come up for you in that stream of consciousness process. But I find that doing that journaling and then reading back through what you wrote through the lens of looking for like, okay, where am I being too hard on myself? Like, where am I talking about or to myself in a way that I wouldn't talk about? You know, that's kind of a cliche. Like, how you talk to yourself is like, you would never talk to someone else that way, but it is true. And so like, when you look back at your journaling, you can kind of start to identify the patterns of like where you're saying those things to yourself. And then again, it's just about building the awareness so that you can start catching those thoughts and then start shifting them more.
Well, and I assume too, catching those thoughts, identifying them, acknowledging them is where then the whole building of self-trust and confidence comes back into play, where we do start to say, okay, I'm feeling these things, but I can acknowledge them and I can move past them and let me see how I can regain my trust and confidence there.
One of the reasons why we really believe in like having this journaling practice as entrepreneurs is because it will help guide you and give you the tools that you need for when you are investing in other people to help you. So when you're entering into a coaching relationship, like you have done some kind of like work to get clarity on, I'm investing in this coach because I have the true clarity that what they're offering me in this program is a route that I want to go down. And it helps anchor you to why you made this investment, why you're trusting in hiring, you know, this person, why you're dedicating time to continue and complete this program. And you're having that for yourself rather than going into a program and waiting for that coach to convince you like, oh, you made the right decision by hiring me. Like, instead, you want someone to know, like, I know that I am purchasing this program from X because I autonomously on my own have really worked through this process. And then you're going to have a much better experience. Like, in that program, you're going to get better results. You're going to have that trust and confidence that when the work in the program gets hard, because nothing's easy, that's just a part of the process. And you're not going to start kind of blaming, well, the program should have been different. It's like, no, we got to take self-responsibility that we were ready to be in there in the first place.
Absolutely. So how can our listeners avoid reaching burnout in the future? Or if they've kind of gotten themselves to this spot before, how do they not make those same mistakes again?
I think the best place to start here is kind of through some of the things that we've talked about, is just starting to build that muscle of getting to know yourself and getting to trust yourself by doing this journaling practice, getting more of an awareness of like what is actually going to work for you in business as something that's going to be long-term and sustainable. And that's going to be different for every single person, but starting to use those support pockets that we talked about to do just like 5 or 10 minutes of journaling in order to start building that awareness of what you need and that trust with yourself. And then also start to slowly give yourself those breaks. This is definitely going to be a long-term process. We don't recommend like diving headfirst into, I'm going to shut down everything to focus on healing for burnout and then everything's going to be great. It's got to be something that you can implement into your day-to-day life. It can't just be black and white, all or nothing. I'm go, go, go hustling, or I'm shut down and just resting to recover from burnout. So slowly starting to implement some of these things now, and then just trusting that as you go, clarity is going to come and the shifts that are needed are going to kind of reveal themselves. And as you continue down this path, you will also heal and gain strength to a point of like being able to make those changes too when the time comes.
I love that. It's the practice, right? It's not going to happen overnight. It's something we have to continuously work on. And I think too, a lot of what you've said over the course of these interviews is that it's about identifying our feelings so that we can then determine the best next steps for ourselves. And that's going to look different from person to person. So I really appreciate you two coming on to share your story and these tactics and strategies that folks can use to avoid burnout, but then also regain and build their trust and confidence as well. You know, I'd love to hear what's coming up next for Supported CEO. What are you two working on that you want to share with others?
Yeah. So first of all, you can listen to us if you want to hear more about being more supported in your entrepreneurial journey at the Supported CEO podcast. We have episodes that come out every week. You can connect with us on Instagram at supported_CEO, and you can join us for our Burnout Proof Your Business training that we're hosting live on March 13th. So you can go to supportedceo.com/burnout to sign up for that free training. We're going to be doing a great training all about how to burnout proof your business, and you'll get more tools and advice and more time with us.
Awesome. Will that be available for replay too if anyone's listening after that date?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you can we'll just have go to that same there. Link.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, thank you for your time today and for sharing your story. Again, I know this is a common problem in the online business space, and yet there's not very many people talking about it because they're suffering silently. And I hope that this episode has made others feel seen and heard and reflected back in the conversation that we had, because if they are feeling these feelings, I hope that they'll seek out support from you too and others that may be able to support them in different ways. And just so thank you for the important work that you're doing.
Of course. Thank you. One thing that we love to say is it's not about us. It's about all of us.
Absolutely. Love that. Thank you again to Jenny and Ellie for coming on the show. I appreciate their candor and them sharing their experiences. Oftentimes, these topics are not talked about publicly, and we need to normalize the fact that entrepreneurship is hard and that many people go through these waves of lacking confidence and feeling unmotivated. And that comes out in all of us differently, right? But if this is you, please know that you're not alone. And I hope that these two podcast episodes, 331 and 332, I hope they gave you some strategies to help you with navigating these tough feelings, but also in rebuilding your self-confidence. What they are doing with Supported CEO is so helpful for entrepreneurs. So I definitely recommend checking out Ellie and Ginny's upcoming webinar and the resources on their website. We will have all of that linked in the show notes so that you can easily find them. If you learned something new here today, please share this episode with a friend. And if you could take 2 minutes to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review, I would be incredibly grateful. You can do that at ratethispodcast.com/PTP. Your reviews tell the podcast feeds that this is a show that they should promote to more people and people like you. And your written reviews help other listeners know what they can expect from listening to Proof Your Product, which is helpful for all of us. Again, you can leave that 5-star rating and write your review at ratethispodcast.com/PTP. Thanks for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.